step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's bardic basement bite size, we have Mitchell Taylor. Mitchell likes to shout his head off about politics,
work,
the general malaise of modern life, and everything in between. He's been a bard of both Northampton and Stony Stratford in the past, but nowadays he's just a loud bloke who sometimes rhymes.
Hello, Bardic Basement Podcast. I'm Mitchell and I shout about stuff in songs and poems. This is a song. It's called Op Int. It's all open source now. Just open your eyes and you'll see something there. It's all open source now. The answers to your questions, well, they are right here. We're all curators now. It's chucked and lined up in advance. Watch my story now. You can see my whole life at a glance. Are we under suspicion? Or just another nameless profile? Is this just a collection and something more sinister and vile? Who watches the watchmen when I'm watching myself all the time? And who are the people sat at the other end of that line? We're all just clerks now for the folders for GCHQ. Where civil liberties are just something that we used to do. We're all just agents now, keeping close tabs upon ourselves. If you want my story now, it's become someone else's to sell. Who watches the watchmen when I'm watching myself all the time? Who are the people sat at the other end of that line? Are we under suspicion, not just another nameless profile? Is this just a reflection now, or something more sinister and vile? Where's George? Did we listen to him at all? Open your eyes and you'll see something there. It's all open source now. Just open your eyes. I said open your eyes. Where's George? Did we listen to him at all? Or did we just ignore this description of a fall? So here's another song of mine. It's called For the Benefit Of.
I declare that from this time I'm doing better, but not quite fine. I'm eating again, but that's not enough. Blank on emotion, but full of love. Well, I declare I've got a grip on CBT and the lifelong trip. Course for a year, now it's in my head, along with them.
want me dead. Well, I thought I could be something other than just chronically. Well, I thought I could be lots of things, lots of things. Well, I declare I know who I am, an aimless wanderer still going a plan. Well, I say dumb and faces lost, all covering up, working out the cost. And I declare I'm not the outside, only ever shouting to help me hide. It's a public face and I wear it well. Sometimes let it slip, sometimes show the hell. Well, I thought I could be something other than just chronically. Well, I thought I could be lots of things, lots of things. Well, it's all for the benefit of, well, it's all for the benefit of, well, it's all for the benefit of. Well, it's all for the benefit of. Well, it's all for the benefits of. Well, it's all for the benefit of. Me! Well, I declare that from this time I'm doing better, but not quite fine. I'm eating again, but that's not enough. Blank on emotion, but full of love. Oh, man. A year of not really having gigs and stuff does a number on your hands, doesn't it? I'm gonna do some poems now. This is a poem I wrote not too long ago. It's called The Useless Shit I Now Know. They never explain the risks of minimum wage work, this grinding down of your mental faculties till you go berserk. There are years spent working with nothing much to show except for this long list in my head of useless shit I know. I can cash up, search for stock, process refunds on all the tills. I can set up accounts and credit cards, take payments on your bills. I know how to break down and deep clean a pot wash machine for the next day. I know when you're doing it on live. I know when you do a lot of night shifts, they never get it right in your pay. I know how to fake a smile, chat about weather, the tools to survive in retail. I've seen people lose their minds to the big Blue Cross sale. I've witnessed the chaos of warehouses, months behind on orders, and I've watched very limited power go to the heads of most of my superiors. I've learnt new levels of hatred for pop songs played on a loop. I've learnt the true value of an on-shift half-an-hour poop. I've learnt that in the quiet times, it's still best to look busy. I learnt that a lot of companies don't give a fuck about mental health policy. I learnt that those in management positions hardly ever do their fair share. I've found a lot of employers who abuse their duty of care. I found a lot of people who won't employ the mentally ill. The best employees, someone desperate enough, they'll bend right to their will. And they never explain the risks of minimum wage work, this grinding down of your mental faculties till you go berserk. There are years spent working with nothing much to show except for this long list in my head of useless shit I know. Oh. Oh. It's a weird format, isn't it? Podcasts are incredibly normal, but something about 2020, 2021 now even, wow. But recording in a bedroom when otherwise I would never have done this. You're rambling, Mitchell. You're rambling. Do a song before you lose them. This is a song. It's called Mind the Gap. Oh, it's that time again when they say the kids will never learn. All they do is find new ways to watch their bridges burn. Oh, but you didn't build a future, you just abused your kids with 0-hour contracts, horrendous skids. Became obsessed with power, chased it down with so much lust. It's no surprise to anyone, there's a generation gap distrust. Is it all round in a circle? Entropy will come unless we make a change. Yes, it all runs in circles unless we make a change. But it's that time again. Forget your troops. There's no need to deploy your men. Was our fault, but politicians with little red buttons. So why stake a claim if you can just dig a grave? Take out anyone who isn't on the same page. When you're at the top, your life's just a game. You repeat the same actions and claim that you are sane. Yes, it all runs in a circle. They tell us who to hate, list them up, instruct them up their own right hands, fill the ranks with tales of how it was others who betrayed this land. Oh, they want up the whole community, told it had died, started in the 80s, since then they bloody tried. You can't be a community, not one to stand as one. Say the battle's over, we say it's only just begun. Yes, it all runs in circles. Entropy will come unless we make a change. Yes, it all runs in circles unless we
Well, yeah, that's probably my time, everyone. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy the Bardic Basement podcast. In a bit!
You can find his social media links in the description.
And another thing.
You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our coffee page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.